The protesters demanded the transitional government allow technocrats to lead the transitional period before national elections are held in the country. Other protesters say for 2 years, the government has been reluctant to expedite justice, security and economic reforms. They say the cost of living is still high and it is difficult for citizens to find basic necessities such as bread, medicine and fuel. Some protesters demanded that the paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces and other armed groups be unified into the Sudanese Armed Forces. They say the existence of various forces under different military commanders remains a threat to the country's democratic transformation. Sudanese analyst and political science lecturer at Khartoum University, Haj Hamad, says peaceful protests shall remain a valuable tool to check on the transitional government in Sudan until objectives of the revolution are met. Hamad says it appears that the peaceful protests are having an impact on the international community to fulfill their promise of supporting political change in Sudan.
It is putting pressure on the government to behave and to become also involved in the austerity by, as you can see, that Hamdok's government took a number of measures and making government more cheaper, and at the same time pressuring the international system, IMF and World Bank.
On Tuesday, the IMF cleared Sudan to begin seeking debt relief on about $50 billion. Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok praised the Sudanese people for their tolerance and said that though some progress has been made in implementing economic reforms, the high cost of living remains a challenge for most Sudanese citizens.
Transportation is very difficult. Fuel is becoming prohibitive, the prices. And inflation is very high. The economic situation for everyone is deteriorating. So for these reasons, we are expecting still the people will continue to pressure the government.
Sudan's civilian military power-sharing government has taken a series of steps to try to revive a deteriorating economy. Earlier this year, the government took measures to float its currency in order to address heavy government subsidies and sought investment from international donors. Hamad says external pressure have been successful on the military wing of the government to abide by the reforms stipulated in the country's constitutional document.
The military were reluctant, but the American pressure, in fact, it seems very successful. So I think with such kind of a good engagement from the international system, we are moving on the direction of a smooth transition to a democratic election.
Hamad says he expects the protests to continue and that will lead to a real democratic transformation in Sudan.
I think the situation is on the right direction. All people are doing their utmost best in a peaceful manner to amend the crisis that had continued for 3 decades.
The transitional period, which began on October 3, 2020, is expected to last for 39 months in the lead-up to a national election. For VOA News, I am Michael Atid in Khartoum.